Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Enjoy the pleasant weather if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Israel Hayom reports that a suspect stole a gold chain from a 77-year-old woman's home and was arrested shortly after. Also, Ynet reports that Netanyahu has accused Hezbollah of disintegrating the ceasefire as both sides continue to exchange strikes along the Lebanese border earlier this hour. Also this hour. The Jerusalem Post reveals that Lebanese prisons have been emptied of Hezbollah terrorists after two were released on bail earlier today. Separately, Axios has uncovered that Israel secretly sent the Iron Dome system and troops to the UAE during the Iran war earlier this hour. And finally, the Times of Israel questions the viability of the Lebanon ceasefire, as military correspondent Emmanuel Fabian discusses the IDF's readiness and ongoing strikes from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 posted just minutes ago about Stephen Miller covering his pregnant wife as he rushed her to safety. Ynet News shared earlier today Netanyahu's remarks on Hezbollah violating the ceasefire, with northern mayors criticizing it as fake. From Times of Israel, a post from earlier today also delves into the ongoing strikes and the fragile ceasefire with Lebanon. Let's go deeper. Starting with the recent arrest reported by Israel Hayom. A suspect entered the home of an elderly woman and stole her gold chain. Police acted swiftly, identifying and arresting the suspect shortly after. This quick response highlights the efficiency of local law enforcement in handling such cases. Turning to the situation on the Lebanese border, as covered by Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu has accused Hezbollah of undermining the ceasefire. Despite the official truce, strikes continue from both sides. This ongoing tension raises concerns about the stability of the region and the potential for further escalation. Meanwhile, in a detailed report from the Jerusalem Post, Lebanese prisons have been emptied of Hezbollah operatives. This follows the release of two individuals on bail who admitted to transporting weapons. The decision to release them could further complicate the already strained relationship between Lebanon and Israel. On the diplomatic front, Axios reveals a significant military move by Israel. The Iron Dome was deployed to the UAE amid tensions with Iran, marking an unprecedented step in regional defense collaboration. This move could signal a strengthening alliance between Israel and UAE in countering Iranian influence. And finally, the Times of Israel brings attention to the fragile ceasefire with Lebanon. As strikes continue, military correspondent Emmanuel Fabian discusses the IDF's preparedness. The ongoing conflict poses a continuous risk to civilians living near the border, emphasizing the need for a lasting resolution. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports dramatic efficiency measures at Discount Bank. The CEO announced the freezing of bonuses and halting early retirement to address economic challenges. Separately, Israel Hayom Business details how Discount Bank plans to renegotiate with its workers' committee. This comes as the bank faces increasing competition in the financial sector. And finally, Globes reveals that Meta plans to lay off 10,000 employees in Israel. The compensation will align with U.S. packages, adjusted for local regulations. These layoffs reflect broader tech industry trends impacting the Israeli economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.